For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. Students hosted a discussion about gun violence in schools yesterday at Shaker High School in Latham, New York, with Congressman Paul Tonko. After nationwide walkouts the week before, students from around the Capital Region gathered to learn how to take action and allow their voices to be heard, about a month after the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. Students invited Congressman Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District, to lead the discussion and give his perspective. He said student voices need to be heard.
Well, I think they're hurting. I think they're concerned. And they're pained by the fact that, again, someone with whom they can identify, be they hundreds of miles away, they can see themselves in that individual. And I think it's important for them in the healing process. And it's important to them, I think, as a civics lesson. I think it's a good, sound example of sound citizenry.
Tonko spent 2 hours with the students as part of the town hall. Joe McDonald is a senior at Ballston Spa High School.
So what rules or regulations do you think could have been implemented to prevent the shooting in Parkland or any other mass shooting in America?
We have cut severely into mental health services in our schools. I believe the fact it was like $4 billion where we had rolled back mental health dollars. Stop the stigma of mental health. Don't start blaming everything on mental health because you're going to cause further stigmatization so that people won't seek help. Oftentimes not mentally ill. We look at some of the track records where there's been abuse. These are the people that are lashing out.
Other students like Connor Chung, a sophomore at Bethlehem High School, commented on the factors influencing the gun debate.
So as some of the people have been mentioning, there are certain proposals out there. For example, modern background checks that enjoy near universal support on both sides of the aisle. However, at the present moment, they stand a very low chance of actually being enacted, thanks to the influence of big money and special interests in American politics. For example, groups like the NRA. What do you think it'll take Congress to move beyond the influence of big money and special interests and establish common sense bipartisan consensus on this important issue?
The public needs to continue to push on this issue, to have that counterforce against the force of denial, and to make certain that we live up to the expectations, and that is people run the process. Their voices should be heard. And as you continue to engage, that's what I'm so impressed about with student activity, because you're not only igniting your generation, but there are numbers who are coming around and supporting you because they have been there, and they've seen the lack of progress.
Abby Oliveri, a junior at Shaker High School, expressed concern over arming teachers, a proposal supported by President Donald Trump.
The reality of them shooting down someone with an assault rifle, all in their gear, trying to kill a huge amount of people, and a teacher just going out with just a simple handgun trying to kill this man or woman in one shot. I think that the idea of them saving the day is a fantasy.
The town hall concluded with parents and community members sharing their thoughts. A few who said they belong to the NRA criticized the student activists. Nita Ansari, a senior at Shenandoah High School, thought the forum went well.
It was really nice to hear from all the students on what their thoughts are about gun violence and the laws surrounding it. I think it was also good to hear a little bit about, from the parents and, adults here, too. But I liked how the conversation was focused on the students, since they're the ones that have been the most active about it recently.
Tonko expressed excitement over the students' involvement and questions.
I think that in this case, we have a political generation forming. And there's a lot of hope behind their efforts to bring us to a table, to have discussion on why these numbers, a simple thing like researching for public health purposes, why so much violence.
Congressman Tonko said he believes student activists are leading the nation right now.